Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the president signed the CARES Act, this is the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Everyone trying to figure out how you fit into the economic relief. And joining us at our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, United States Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, representing the 14th District here in the state of Pennsylvania. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate your time. We need your input. First, the process of getting the vote seemed to be no problem on Thursday into early Friday, and now the good news for many people is there is some relief. So how do you start breaking it down for people who are calling your office and asking you for help?
Well, we have to get our hands around this phase three coronavirus stimulus bill. There's so many aspects of it, and it's really a good thing for the American people that are looking for relief. So just at the individual level, you had direct payments to people, and that's $1,200 per person, $2,400 per couple, and then each child, you get $500. Now that phases out at your upper income levels, but for those below $100,000 a year, they're going to get some amount of direct payment, which, of course, is a good thing because it's going to help those that are living paycheck to paycheck. Then you have an entire section just on small business. So small businesses are defined as businesses below 500 employees. So I would say it's small and medium-sized business. But they can get low-interest loans, and they have the ability to get some of those loans forgiven. So basically, they're getting grants if those small businesses continue to pay their rent, pay their utilities, pay their employees, right? So it's an opportunity for them to get assistance out and help keep the economy stronger than it would be. Then there's also an entire section that's going to go, money that's going to go in the form of loans to distressed industries. So think about you just had the PA Hotel and Restaurant Association head on. It's going to go to those industries. It's going to go to the airports and the airlines as well. So we're going to get funding out to them too. So when we come out of this, we'll still have airplanes and airports to move goods and people.
It's an amazing injection of cash. The packages, there's been, three packages so far. You're talking about a fourth to bail out state governments. Will this keep us out of recession?
Keep us out of recession. Look, I'm a straight shooter. I'm not going to sit here and say we're going to not go into a recession. I mean, we're probably in a recession right now if you look at the numbers. But what we have to do is we have to make sure that we can have a quick recovery once we come out of this pandemic and not slide into consecutive recessions or, God forbid, a depression. So I think what we're going to see is a hockey stick type puck or type graph where you see the economy quickly recover, because we have to remember the fundamentals of our economy are still the same as they were before the pandemic. The pandemic is what's really crippled our economy. So once you fight the pandemic, as long as we have businesses and infrastructure in place once we get out of this in June, then we should be able to make a quick recovery. But Larry, Kevin, I also failed to mention the other part of the third phase stimulus, and that was funding to those that are working in the healthcare industry. It gets more masks out, more respirators. It allows the FDA to streamline, cut the red tape to get any kind of cures for the coronavirus out there. So those direct payments to hospitals, is going to be critical to fighting this, because we have to remember, realistically, we're not going to stop the spread of corona. It's here. What we have to do is we have to slow the spread so that our healthcare system can properly manage it.
We're with United States Congressman Guy Reschenthaler. Congressman, I don't think anyone thought that yesterday would be the last day for social distancing. Certainly realists understand that there would be some extension. Did it surprise you, though, the president called for another 30 days?
It did not surprise me at all. Look, if you look at other countries and what's the havoc that coronavirus has brought to them, it doesn't surprise me that we're continuing the social distancing. China, especially Wuhan, was absolutely devastated. They stopped testing in China, so we can't believe their numbers. Iran was hit so bad, they had mass graves that you could literally see from space. Italy has been devastated. Spain is getting hit hard. So the fact that we are extending our social distancing out to 30 days is appropriate and frankly needed.
Well, the stimulus package that you were talking about gives small businesses a chance to sort of keep floating through as long as they don't lay people off. The Kennedy Center received $25 million in this package, but now there's reports that they laid off 100 musicians. Are they going to have to pay that money back, or is it going to be a grant as well?
Well, if they're laying off the Kennedy, I've got to go and look at the direct line on the Kennedy Center, but typically how these work is that if the businesses lay individuals off, then that money is a true loan, not a grant. The businesses are only eligible for the loan to convert to a grant if they keep people on payroll and they pay all their bills. Now, look, there was a lot of pork in this, and I could go through the examples, but I wasn't happy with it. It was not a perfect bill by any stretch of the imagination. But we got to remember that the Democrats control the House, the Republicans control the Senate, and we have a Republican president. So we have divided government. So no one's going to get all of what they want, but it was the best package that we could do and have both Republicans and Democrats agree to.
Congressman, what's the best resource for people trying to sort through what opportunities they can take advantage of financially?
They can always call their congressman's office. They can look me up at reschenthaler.house.gov. I know that's a mouthful, but I promise if you Google it, it'll come up. You can call my offices in Washington, PA, or Greensburg, PA, or your local congressman as well. Any kind of state issues, if a business is looking for a waiver from Governor Wolf's restrictions, they can contact their state rep, their state senator. And then if you're looking for a small business loan, probably the most direct thing to do is go to a bank that can write SBA loans, because they're going to have all the information for the loan in particular that can help that business. But now's the time to try to go to a resource like an elected official or somebody at your local bank to get through this, get the information you need, and stay healthy and make sure we have an economy on the other end of this.
United States Congressman Guy Reschenthaler from District 14, thank you for your time, and we'll be in touch again.
Thank you, guys. Stay healthy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.